I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Reports from Afghanistan these days sound a lot like those out of Iraq a couple of years ago. Today, there were two attacks on police stations in different Afghan provinces. One of them involved a suicide bomber blowing up a car. The other resulted in a long firefight that officials say ended with an airstrike and 11 militants dead. This is the climate into which President Obama is funneling 21,000 new U.S. troops. Some of those soldiers arrived recently in Wardak province. That's just east of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Wardak saw an alarming increase in Taliban fighting last year. The BBC's Ian Pannell went on patrol in Wardak with a newly deployed unit of the 10th Mountain Division of the U.S. Army.
Roger, copy. Rover 170.
The 10th Mountain Division have been deployed to drive back the Taliban. This is where President Obama's new policy meets reality. We joined their convoy en route to a combat outpost in Wardak.
Well, it's gone 11 o'clock at night, and we've been travelling probably for the best part of an hour now. We've already had to stop once for a suspected IED. This is an improvised explosive device or a roadside bomb. We've now stopped and backed up because someone in the patrol thinks that perhaps there was an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade, fired at the convoy as we went past.
Eventually, the convoy moved into Jagatu District on Operation Call of Duty. The setting is as wild as it is dangerous. A rolling green plateau rises and falls for miles, giving way to sharp brown peaks topped with snow. It's become a safe haven for the Taliban.
Is just that's your problem area only?
The local police station and governor's compound have been under siege for more than 2 years. The buildings are peppered with holes from bullets, mortars and shrapnel. The governor asks the U.S. captain to bomb the entire village where the Taliban are hiding. The soldier steers the conversation elsewhere, offering support and hoping his presence here will act as a deterrent. It doesn't work.
We saw the flashes from that hilltop.
What's going on now? As you've heard, there have been a series of explosions. That's been mortar fire coming in from an area where the Taliban are known to operate. There have also been mortar shells fired out of the base that we're in, we believe, probably by the police or the Afghan army.
Those two dark spots right there at the north side of the building by the stairs, those are two individuals.
We're now looking at a screen which is projecting an image from an aircraft up in the sky over the site. It's a black and white negative image, and it shows, we think, where the mortars were fired from, and there's an indication that there are people inside. The question now is how they respond.
Plan as of right now is to maintain eyes on this position right now. If we can actually watch them fire a mortar system, then we can confirm PID, and then we'll go from there as far as going kinetic on them.
Captain Sunderman, sir.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, can we shoot these mortars?
No, not right now.
But no one actually saw the mortars being fired from the building, and without positive ID, the attack has to be called off. The insurgents escape again. The Americans are shaken, but unharmed. Colonel Kimo Gallagher is in charge here. He insists he'll find the mortar team. He's already forced the Taliban out from some districts, and he says this area will eventually go the same way. He offers the Taliban a stark choice.
We are prepared for combat. This is the U.S. Army. We do this very well. But if I didn't have to fire a shot, and we still made that progress that we want, then that would be great. Well, the enemy has a little vote in that. And if he presents himself, you know, he's got a couple choices, run away or fight and die.
Back at the camp, the soldiers unwind and listen to a little music. If this battle were just about strength, then America would have already won. But modern US counterinsurgency is a complex blend of force and persuasion. The next task in Jagatu is to convince the locals that they should turn their backs on the Taliban.
American soldier, an American
That report filed by the BBC's Ian Pannell with the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division in Afghanistan's Wardak province, just east of Kabul. We want to turn now to Steve Metz of the Strategic Studies Institute at the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.